have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, and good morning. How y'all? It's Monday again. What a mess. I hope you had an amazing weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And we have a brand new biblical question, but I have to deal with the old one first and then give you that. In the meantime, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're like, you got to run around right now because you got to go to work or you got to go to the gym or walk or whatever, you're on schedule. You can podcast and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Monday. And as you know, because we love the ladies, though we take all calls, we take the ladies' calls as they come in every day, but on Mondays especially. It is Monday, Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. 888-77-JESSE. So last week, biblical question. Which changed your life? The words of God or the law of God? The laws of God. The words of God or the laws of God? And we dealt with this yesterday in the fellowship. And by the way, as usual, yesterday's fellowship was amazing. And I really want to encourage the men and women who are working on themselves around the world, not just in the fellowship but around the world. There are men and women, young and old, who are working on themselves. I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Just stay with it. Meaning, stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. If you do that, you shall walk into a clear mind. And all that you do in life, no matter what it is, would be of a clear mind. Just imagine being to live your life with a clear mind in all that you do. You can. It's up to you, though, but you got to stay with it. And I don't care how difficult it gets, the moment gets, the second gets, the hour gets, the days get, you stay with it. I don't care who turned away from you or who is with you. You stay with it. Endure to the end. Go from the basement to the top of the floor. You can. But this year, okay, we say, all right, let's see if we can get you from the basement to the 50th floor. But go to the top. You can if you want. The only reason you don't go to the 100th floor is because you don't want to. That's the only reason. Because most human beings, all human beings until they overcome, love their misery. They love their emotions. They love their fights. They love their jealousies, envies, strife, stress. They love their gossipy. They get thrills from being angry. And so they have the life they want. Complaining, feeling like a victim. They don't want to overcome. Anyone who does not overcome evil is not overcoming because he or she doesn't want to. And then they lie and say they do want to, but they don't. But stay with it, those who are working on themselves. And so last week, biblical question, which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Some people said the words and some said the laws. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God. And God was with the law, and the law was God, and the law was made flesh and was put upon your heart. And the laws, love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. 10 commandments, right? Those are the laws that would put them on our hearts. And most people break those laws. They break even the first law of loving God with all their heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else. And once you break the first law, you're not going to keep any of the laws at all. But if you keep that first law, which is the greatest law, you will keep all the law. You will love your enemy. You will love your neighbor. And love is not a feeling, so you can't imagine what this love is. You will only discover it by living it once you love what's right first, along with nobody else or nothing else. And if you break that first law, and most human beings do, you got to break them all, you will love your misery. You will love hurting others. You love the life of thrills, and you call the life of thrill life when it's just darkness. And the darkness covers the earth. You notice how darkness covered the earth? Look how mean and nasty and evil human beings are. Look how human beings treat each other. Is that light or darkness? And it's just covering the whole earth. And it's bad. And it's getting worse. Except for those men and women who are working on overcoming around the world. So it's the laws of God that would change your heart, not the words of God. The words of God are just words that are pointing you back to the laws which is in your heart. The words, when you first hear the words, it just become it's intellectual. You're not going to find one person on this planet who will change, who has or will change because they heard the words of God. And you're going to find people who say, oh, yes, the word of God changed me. They're lying. They have not changed at all. They just say it, but they have not changed. Their hearts are still wicked. They still hate their neighbors. They hate their own family members. They hate themselves. They have no love. Words don't change you. Some words point you back to how to change. The source that will change you. So it's the laws of God that changes us, not the words. Christ came and he spoke the words of God. And the words of God was, you must be born again. You need a brand new heart. You must forgive. You must love your enemy. You must love your enemy. But you first must love God. The kingdom of heaven is within. Look within. Pick up your cross, your false ego, your false self, and follow me. And love God. Look how simple that is. But you get it mixed up because somebody told you, it's in the Word. It's about the Word. And you go around reading the Bible. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible. And quoting the scriptures. And you think you have it. And you go home. Or when you're alone, you cry at night. Because nothing changed. You got the Word. You pounce on people with the word, but your heart is wicked. And you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He died on the cross. He rose again for me, and now I'm saved. You're lying. That doesn't work for you either. All you have are words. I challenge you, do what you want. But follow the laws and see what happens for you. You see that the words have not changed you, if you can be honest with yourself. You still gossip. You still have revenge. You're still jealous. You still fight in your relationships. And you fight with others. And you go out on the street because you have a cause. And you go out and fight against other people who have a cause. And both causes think they're right, and they're both wrong. And there's two devils fighting. Nobody wins. No change. Nothing changes. It's just that you feel good. Oh, I'm so good. I went out and fought either for or against. And then you die from the earth lost. So it's the laws of God that change you. Not the word. And let's say you doubt me. You can doubt me. You can disagree with me 100%. But look at your heart and see if you really changed. Are you still angry? Do you still get emotions? Do you make up excuses as to why you're angry? Do you call your anger righteous anger? Have you confessed Jesus? Or Buddha, or atheist, or Satan, or anything, did anything change? The kingdom of heaven is within. It's in your heart. The sin of mankind, womankind, which is mankind, is wicked heart. When you speak from the heart, and your heart is wicked. And the word is not going to do that. The word is telling you where to look and how to do it, how to overcome it. But you get caught up, and you hold on to the word, and you repeat them, and they are just intellectual words, but in reality, you have not changed. That is amazing. Do what you want with that, those who want to change, who don't. I understand, really. You have a right to have the life that you have. And no one, including Jesse Lee Peterson or anyone else, has a right to be mad at you, to condemn you for having the life that you want. Whatever your life is, a victim life, accusing men of raping you, crying, taking away the men and children, pretending you're the victim, that's the life you want. I promise you, you will always be miserable. You will never know love at all. Amazing, huh? Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. Does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Does Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Not just, my bad. Did Jesus, you black, my bad. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Amazing question. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Amazing, huh? You thought Jesus was still alive?
You corrected yourself and said, did Jesus? And I'm like, brothers, is not Jesus still alive? Was he not resurrected?
He is alive.
Laughing. That's not funny.
You laughing?
Right, so does Jesus, not did.
Well, when he was here, he spoke of one or the other.
Right.
So did he say mercy or sacrifice?
Are you asking me now?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I heard one time his grace is sufficient. No, his mercy is sufficient. No?
I'm not saying no or yes. I can't respond to Sunday.
I thought I heard that.
He's put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His grace is sufficient for me.
That's my answer.
What?
What you just said.
What did I say?
His grace, his mercy is sufficient.
I said his grace is sufficient for me.
Same thing at this moment. For now, let me smoke on it.
And that's just a song. What the? Amazing. So that's the brand new biblical question. I want to give you, and this is just one outer example of how evil the heart is of human beings. All human beings, until you have a change of heart, by admitting that you are evil and forgiven, and the heart changes. I hear all the time from people, I went and forgave, and it just felt like a load was lifted from me. Because the heart changed. You admit it. You confess your sin, as the Christians say. To confess your sins is to admit that you're evil. It's not your vices. Your vices are not your sin. The sin is of the heart. You're playing God. Your vices are not your sin. Your evil heart is your sin. Judging, playing God, hating others. And as a result of doing those things, the heart being wicked, you develop the vices because you're trying to make yourself feel better. You're looking for something to feel better on the inside, and you think the vices make you feel better, and they do for a minute, but it's a false feeling. It doesn't last. But I want to give you an example, and not all, but I really want to show you the depths of how much black people hate white people, and especially black women. But black men too, but the women got it bad because the anger that comes to the world comes through the woman. And if you don't see the depths of how much black people hate white people, and not all, but most, there are black men and women who do not hate black white people. They've learned or they've gotten past or maybe never hated them. But most do. And when illegal aliens and foreigners come to our country and they start blaming white people, what side do black people take? They take the side of the foreigners against white people. And this is happening around the world. White people hate it. And it is clearly, in my opinion, being displayed in women basketball. A white woman dare to be better at sports than a black female. How dare you be better than me, they say. And then they attack. And then they make up excuses for the attack. And then even white people defend the blacks and attacking their own people. They're helping and encouraging their own destruction because they don't understand the destruction of evil. They don't understand. You don't understand the depths of an evil heart, a wicked person. I want to show you this, and this is like, if this is not eye-opening to you, then you can't wake up. You don't want to wake up. You can, but you don't want to. This is from AP News. Chicago Sky Dejane Carrington was ejected Saturday for a frequent foul, two fouls on the Indiana player Sophie Cunningham. And then after she was fouled, she was ejected. She went and put white privilege on her social media, I guess, and even tagged the Fever to make sure they saw it. Fox and Friends.
Cunningham driving to the basket, and she gets clotheslined by another player. Usually we're seeing Caitlin Clark get completely wiped out, and it's usually Sophie Cunningham who's protecting her, but that's pretty vicious right there.
Still made the basket, by the way.
Yes, she did.
Kudos for her on that. But, yeah, so this other player for the Chicago Sky, Dejane Carrington, just clearly a flagrant foul. She was ejected for that. But what's crazy, and it's clear she just – was overly aggressive, right? This happens in all sports and in ladies basketball. But Carrington, that committed the foul, then goes and claims white privilege. Literally, that's all she posted, white privilege. For the life of me, I can't figure out how it's white privilege. There it is. That's her post. How is that white privilege when Carrington attacks Sophie?
That's evil. If that's true, that's evil. And I guess this girl, this white girl, spoke up for or what's that woman that played really well?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, for Caitlin.
Say her name.
And now she is an enemy of those black women on that basketball court. White people are not even allowed to stand up for one another or fight back. You don't understand what you're dealing with. Black women who have not overcome evil by forgiving their mothers and fathers, they are worse than the men. And then the way they treat white people is really, really, truly bad. But the blacks treat each other that way if you disagree with them. If you don't go along with the slave idea or the emotional racism idea or the Jim Crow, the blame game, they treat other black people the same way or even worse. But they really treat white people bad. This is evil. And then they know that white people are afraid to even defend each other. The worst thing you can have in your life is fear. You encourage your enemy to defeat you. Inside, he will defeat you, and outside, inside of others. Here is Sophie Cunningham's statement regarding the file from Fox News.
She said, clearly, I think it was, like, unnecessary. I've never really spoken to her and have no beef with her, but I guess she has some pent-up stuff. So get your bleep off-ish off. That's fine. I can take it. Yeah, it's intentional, Cunningham said, per ESPN's Kareem Copeland on X.
White people, there's a genocide upon you, and you won't even admit it. And because you won't admit it, it's getting worse. And you haven't seen anything yet. Here is Sophie's response to the white privilege post from Fox News.
She said, I think the league is taking care of that. This has nothing to do with race. Last year, I did the same thing and I got kicked out. And I deserve to be kicked out. There's no reason even to play that card, Cunningham said.
But they know it's not race. The black people know it has nothing to do with race. It's just that they've been able to get away with it for so long, 70 to 80 years now. The head coach of the Indiana Fever believed this DeJane female foul was not on purpose from X.
I mean, look, it was a hard foul. I don't think that DeJane intentionally came out to get her across the neck like she did.
Yeah, right.
But it did happen, and I thought it was the right call. But, you know, I one of the things about Nay is that she's going to play her butt off, man. She's going to compete. Nobody's going to go walking in for a layup. And so I don't oppose the hard foul. But I also don't think that she intentionally went for the neck.
How would you like that to be your coach? Amazing, huh? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Darkness covers the earth. And human beings, those who have not overcome the darkness, you don't understand what they can do to you and feel nothing about it except a thrill of trying to hurt you. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Monday, 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. The wicked hearts of human beings is amazing to me. It really is. It's mind-blowing. And if you want to understand it, overcome your anger. Admit you're angry, emotional, resentful, stressed. And then go and forgive. Forgive your mama and forgive your daddy. You will see the depths of how wicked your heart is. And then you'll see and understand what's going on inside of others. You won't judge because you will have understanding. And understanding will protect you. Announcement, like these videos. I forgot to mention that. Like the videos. Like the videos. Hit like button right now. I'm waiting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like. And then no hate report today. What the hate is out today? The hate report is not here today. But the American Anchor Baby is One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. today. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to support us. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, JLP.talk, I believe. JLP. Nick, what is it? Oh, JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Amazing, huh? Life is amazing when you're working on yourself to overcome evil. You want to know, you think you're having fun, getting drunk, having sex, partying, hating on others, gossiping, jealousy, envy. You call that fun, being up late at night and tired the next morning. I had fun last night, you say. You don't know what real fun is until you start to work on you. That's real fun. I mean, it's really, you get to the point that that's all you can think about. You want, the more you get, the more you want of working on you, overcoming. You doubt me? Try to see. You will have real fun then. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Ike out of Florida. Ike, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jess?
All is well, Ike.
Oh, man, God bless you, buddy. Can I tell you something? Like, Every day I listen to you, you bring a refreshing to my heart. I'm telling you, man, keep it up. I love you. I really do mean that.
Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month.
Oh, man, I hope it goes even longer with White History Month. Come on, can we extend it another month or what?
July is White History Month.
I'm from Hawaii, and all my best friends are white, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're the smart ones in this whole thing, you know what I mean?
And are you black?
No, I'm a Hawaiian, Chinese, German, Irish.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Oh, man, what a mutt, you know what I mean? I get it. Man, I had a few things for you, and
okay,
because you know, it's very hard to overcome sometimes, and what's happening is I faltered into the beta area where I kind of lost control with my wife. You know what I mean? Like my wife, she tries to take control of everything, and when the control is lost out of her hands, because she's an older woman, so I married an older woman, which is oh my gosh.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
And how old is she?
44.
Wow.
Yeah.
You married your mama.
I tell you, man. It's the emotion comes out. You know what I mean? I'm like,
why did you marry an older woman?
Well, at the time, it was, to make a long story longer, when I first met her, I was like, you know, when you see the beauty of it, you're like, my goodness, yes, I will marry you right now.
What do you mean by the beauty of it?
Well, when I looked at it, it was a physical thing, right?
Oh, I see. Man, this, okay.
Yeah, so it was my wife. Like, I just told her, like, listen, you're my wife. But not knowing that, you know, I was independent. I did everything, but I started giving her the everything. I started giving her the finances, started giving her everything. And then all of a sudden, she starts taking everything away from me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? She'll take the dog. She'll take the house. And so my question is, how do I overcome an older woman when she has such a strong personality behind
her? Do you have children with her?
Yes, they do. I have 3 children, beautiful children.
How old are they now?
15, 9, and 4.
Oh, okay. Amazing. How do you overcome her? You, number one, from this day forward, never argue with her again. Don't try to prove anything to her. Never argue with her. Let her argue by herself if she got to argue, but you stay quiet. Don't argue. You got to stop arguing with the devil.
Understand? Because I feel like, you know, like, why are you not obeying me? And my thing is, like, I try to lead them in the right way. Don't do these things. Like, I try to give them a heads up, and then she's like, no, let me take control of the helm. And I'm like, I understand that, but how do I say it in such a loving way? Like,
you understand what?
I'm sorry?
You say you understand her taking hold of the helm, you say?
Well, she wants control. She wants control of every situation.
And do you tell her she can't have it?
Yes.
You do tell her that?
Yes, I do.
Do you argue with her?
But then no. Well, the thing is, I just be quiet. But what happens is, if I do try to correct something, then it's what I say is not what you say. So for me, as a man, you can't tell me what to do because I'm the leader of what I got to do. So if you're not going to, you know, you have your old ways, you want to do things the way you want to do it, but a man has to lead the family the way a man has to lead a family. You know?
I don't quite understand. So she tried to take over the family?
Yes, basically everything. You know, I mean, she wants control of everything. But when I try to put my foot down, it gets worse for me, right? Like, and I'm like, well, why are you trying to make situations worse for me? So she tries to put me in a bad position when I'm trying to put us in the right position.
Give me an example, if you can, of what you mean. Give me an example of her putting you in a bad position.
Okay, so when I try to teach my daughter, hey, don't drink or don't eat that bad food, she'll give them that bad food, and she'll hide it. So she'll do things behind my back despite me. So if we get into an argument, she'll specifically do something bad just to kind of get at it.
And do you correct her when she give your daughter the food in front of your daughter?
Yes, I do.
And how does your daughter respond to that, react?
Well, the thing is, she believes in what I say, but she won't respect it because of, I mean, she always respects it, but I just don't understand why my wife is going against the whole thing that I'm trying to make our family better. That's all.
Well, your wife is going against it. First of all, she's older than you, and you've already given her authority in your home and over your children. And there's no way, unless she's ready to overcome her fallen state, she's going to give up that false sense of power. It's not going to happen because unless she decides she's wrong, she can see that she's wrong and she wants to change. Why do you stay with her?
Well, she's my wife, and I did things wrong.
Well, how is she your wife and she won't even obey you?
That's what I've been asking myself the whole time.
I'm sorry?
That's why I called you. That's why I called you, because I don't know the answer to that question.
But why do you say she's my wife and that's why I stay?
Well, I mean, she's my wife, you know. How do I don't know what to do to that.
What?
I don't know what to do. Beta.
A man should never, ever, ever, but never, ever, ever, ever marry an older woman, because women are very cunning and they know how to control you even when they make you think that you are controlling. And you married this older woman and she's been controlling you for a long time, and there's no way she's going to freely give that up. And so what I recommend, are you working
please,
on yourself?
Please, I need yes, because I do. Honestly, the only thing that's gotten me through is the silent prayer every morning and every night. And I really mean that, Jesse.
Okay.
I have to listen to you go into your closet and shut up. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to shut up and let go and let God.
Well, what I recommend, morning, because I'm tired, what I recommend is that you deal with her by speaking up and don't be afraid to correct her. When she treats your children wrong, correct her in front of the kids so they can see that you're standing up for them. But don't get angry. Don't let this woman cause you to become angry, because as long as she can keep you angry and emotional, she can control you. But stay away from anger. Speak up. Stay away from anger. And just take it one day at a time, and you'll see the first step to take, and then you'll see the second step to take. One step at a time, have a way to see. But you got to stay away from anger and just realize.
Anger, you
married the devil, this woman that's your mama, and at the time you could not see what you were getting into. So don't resent yourself or her. But stay away from the anger so you can clearly see how to deal with it moment by moment.
I appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you.
And do not let her draw you into anger, because that's how she controls you. And don't let her make you feel good, because she controls you that way too. You stay present and let the light guide you and see what happens. Whatever happens, you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
And stay with it, all right?
Will do.
All right, buddy.
Stick with the silent prayer every month.
Yes, stay present.
Love you, man. Thank you.
You too.
I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Christine out of New Mexico. Christine, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy Men History Month.
Yes, happy Men's History Month, and happy Monday.
Thank you.
So I wanted to say thank you for Friday. What you told me was extremely helpful.
Amazing. You're welcome.
Yeah. When I had called, as I've been working on myself, I have been getting more of that clarity, And I've even realized, you know, that anger is, it's really just nothing. It's just like kind of an attachment to situations, because I've realized that situations have come up when my mind would be prepared to react, like I wouldn't feel anything well up anymore. And I was like, oh, it's not there. Like, okay. And then I'd just go on with my day. But on Friday, I started feeling something I haven't felt in a long time. And it was like when you were telling me, you know, like you're being weak, you're, you know, just getting a thrill out of what you're doing. I was like, oh, there's that weird feeling I haven't had in a long time. I was like, what is that? So, like I said, I always do the silent prayer every morning, every night. I practice staying present. And so I was like hyper-focused on staying present after that conversation. And I started like, oh, there's that feeling again. Okay. So I just like how you say, just go about your day still, sit with it, eat with it, drive in the car with it. And so I realized when I sat that night, because that's when I do my reflecting at the end of the day and when I do the silent prayer. And I was like, oh, like, I know what that is. That's like a conditioning for people pleasing still that's in me. Like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't even know that was even still there. And I guess it was, I had called in the past and told you, you know, that I had, you know, got sucked into a group of people. And it there was a lot of conditioning when I was with them. And I was like, oh, okay, I see where that came from. Because, like, I guess when I felt stuck with that group, I felt like that that survival need of coping while I was there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people pleasing got conditioned in me. And I was like, oh, like that's the protecting of the self, which is like not even really me. There's nothing to protect anymore. And I started feeling like the ease, like a tightness unraveling, like letting go. And I was like, oh, that's, that felt so good to go through that. So I'm really glad I called you on Friday, because I didn't even know that was there still. And I had the conversation with my husband about what happened. And he was telling me, he's like, you know, be careful as you work on yourself, because you don't know how many layers of conditioning you have. So when you think you undo one, something else is going to try and surface, and it's going to try and take on an identity with you. So you got to really watch yourself. And I was like, yeah, like I realized, like, I don't really trust myself at this point, because I'm realizing, like, what else is there that I haven't come to see yet?
There are hundreds and thousands of demon conditions that's inside of you. And your husband is right. Be patient, watch, wait and see, and never assume that you're done with it. Never think, I'm finished, I made it. The moment you think that, you're back into thoughts, and the demons are loving it, and they will control you.
Mm-hmm. It's like how you said, it's like a spiritual war, but it's like a power struggle within also. Like if something is gone, then something else wants to move up to take its place.
Yes, absolutely. But if you just watch and do nothing about it, don't react, don't get angry, do nothing, you'll overcome them. They have to leave you. Excuse me. They have to leave you and go make a home in someone else, because they live, and demons live inside the hearts and minds of human beings. So they'll find another home, but at least you will be free of them.
Yeah.
So just stay with it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because I feel the change, definitely. Like a lighter feeling every time.
Yes, absolutely. A load is being lifted from you.
Mm-hmm.
So just stay with it, Christine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I will.
And then another reminder, always practice being aware of where you are and what you're doing. If you're like at your job, your mind get caught up with the workers and things like that, or you thinking about the past or what you did or did not do, just come back to your body. Be aware of where you are. Stay. If you have to do that 1,000 times a day, do it until you don't have to do it anymore. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. It's like a daily exercise, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're right about dealing with people, too, because I've realized that even, people who used to be drawn to me all the time, like, all of a sudden they feel, like, repelled from me. Like, they'll come and try to have conversations with me where they try to pull me in their negativity.
Yeah.
And, like, I can feel the pull now. Like, oh, they're trying to pull me, like, to kind of fall into how they're thinking. And I don't relate with that mindset anymore. So I'm like, oh, well, we'll see about this. And I don't really know. Like it's almost like a deflection because they're not getting what they want from me. Like, I guess that validation. They just turn around like, mwah.
The darkness in them hate the light in you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when that happens, don't become prideful about it. Don't judge them. You just see what's going on without any opinion about it.
Yeah, I've noticed that because they'll like openly like just like look at me like, oh, you're boring, and they'll turn around and walk away. And I used to feel offended before,
right?
And now it's like, okay, well, I mean, I still love you anyways. Like,
that's
okay,
right.
You know.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it. I got to run because of time, but you stay with it.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it.
Yes, sir. All right.
Happy Men's History Month, by the way.
Oh, yes. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Jazz, a first-time caller out of Australia, heard around the world. Jazz, you are on the air. Jazz? Oh.
Huh? Are you on the right one?
Oh, he's on line. He was. Oh, he's on four now. He dropped and went to line four. Is it a question mark? What does that mean?
It's me. It's me.
But he's questioning who he is?
No. No. It's just because they switched.
Huh?
It's just because they called back, I think.
Oh, okay. Jazz, a first-time caller out of Australia. You are on the air.
I am on the air. Joel, he black. You know how that goes, man. How you doing, brother?
All is well, Jazz. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Why is Christianity the way to God? What makes Christianity the best religion, the way to God? I just want to know that from you, Jesse.
Well, Christianity, as far as I know, is the only religion that tells us that we must be born again, that there is something wrong with us,
mm-hmm.
and there needs to be a change.
Absolutely.
I don't know
of
any other religion that does that. Maybe there's a religion that does that, but Christianity is the only one that I'm aware that does that.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, I'm just a little bit, I just had a question. How are you able to maintain your composure when you deal with these liberals that believe that illegal aliens should come into our country and cross our borders without any restrictions, even though the Great White Hope has guaranteed that the country can be safe if these illegal aliens do not cross?
Well, I deal with them in the way I deal with all people. I don't judge them. I realize they cannot see, and I just don't judge them in the way that I do with all people. You got to love your enemy. You got to love all. Love God first. And love your enemy. Thank you, Jazz. I gotta take a break. That's amazing. Appreciate it, Jazz. The hate news, not the fake news, but with Nick today. Hank is out at 2 more hours to go, and I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A little bit of news before the second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. A fine Monday to be with all of you today. Some quick news. A little update on the Iran situation the president is handling in this latest time. Military strikes are on pause for now, but diplomacy is stalled. In a weekend interview, Trump has said that the U.S. is only semi-negotiating or low-keying talks with Tehran. He's leaning hard into the economic pressure instead, pointing to Iran's soaring inflation and cash shortages, noting that the American naval blockade is tightening the squeeze. Iran says it's not in direct negotiations and insists Washington must first honor the terms of a June interim deal. Tehran has listed conditions for fully reopening the Strait of Hormuz, the critical oil choke point you've all heard about, I'm sure, including lifting the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports, compensation for war damage, and other demands. An agreement is being discussed with Oman, and alone won't be enough, Iranian officials are saying. Oil prices have stayed elevated Monday on this uncertainty. And in a personnel shift, Iran's supreme leader has pointed veteran Revolutionary Guards commander Mohsen Rezai as the new top national security official, who has voiced skepticism about talks with the U.S. And separately, a little bit of a tiff, call it a tiff, or just the dream team trying to make it happen for their own sides, right? Separately, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly rejected a 15-point U.S.-backed Gaza roadmap. The plan envisioned essentially phased Hamas disarmament in exchange for gradual Israeli military withdrawals. Netanyahu told his cabinet Israel will not pull back until Hamas is genuinely disarmed of all weapons, heavy and light. And he made clear he is prepared to stand firm even with President Donald Trump. Donald Trump, what is it? Netanyahu and Putin dream team. When you get a strong man, they all kind of want their own thing, right? Both the Iran and Gaza fronts continue to feature some of the most high-tech weaponry, from the precision-guided munitions that they're all running out from. Oil prices, again, remain elevated. That's the picture of the situation over there in Iran, Gaza, and Netanyahu. But back home really quickly, we're having an issue with the food still. The latest casualty. I'm having trouble here. Oh, my apologies, folks. We're still having issues with the food. 11 active foodborne illnesses outbreaks around the country as of Friday. Cyclospora, the one that comes from people, is just one of these 11. That's already come for summer's easiest lunch, with outbreaks tied to iceberg lettuce distributed across 41 states. A salmonella outbreak linked to jalapenos has sickened 345 people across 27 states. Recent investigations also involve eggs, salmonella, frozen fruit, and E. coli. Soft cheeses have been linked to a listeria outbreak that killed one person and hospitalized 10 others. I just wonder, furthermore, as these keep happening, illegal alien disease is just echoing in my mind, just something I heard Jesse say. So, better genetics, they're saying, why is this happening? Saying, well, while better genetic sequencing and nationwide surveillance help health officials connect cases across states that once might have looked unrelated, there's still reason to side-eye the system and wonder if our food is less safe. A Government Accountability Office report says the FDA missed mandated inspection targets. That doesn't mean fewer inspections cause these outbreaks, but experts warn that fewer resources can mean fewer chances to catch a problem. More money for the government, guys. That's the problem. You don't need to blacklist an entire aisle. But they are recalling many of these brands and products, so don't you worry. They got your back, folks. More Jesse Lee Peterson, hour two, coming right up. No more anchor, baby. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week, which changed, no, that's not it, oh Lord, hold on, I think I need to update. Hold on. What? It's there?
Yeah.
Where?
Right under last.
Normally it's at every page. Okay, let me update. I'm told in my ear I need to update my package. Let me see here. Okay. Brand new biblical question. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and still listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. I was reading some of my packet. It says something about the falling state gas, and we don't have a falling state gas this early. I think this is the gas from last week. Curtis Hill. Wasn't that the guest from last week?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't?
That doesn't sound like the one. That doesn't sound familiar.
The Attorney State General from Indiana. Yes, it is.
I could be wrong. Oh, yeah.
Why is that on my packet now? The same person. What's going on here this morning? Yeah, producer, what you up to? He black. What the?
Yeah, it is.
What was I? My producer throwing me off this morning, folks. For whatever reason, he black. It's Monday. And every Monday is female Monday.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a call!
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
What a mess. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Sorry about the mess-up over. I guess my producer's slow on updating everything on the package for some reason this morning. It's Monday. And he's black. What the? Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. It's not physical. It's not physical at all. It's not about race. It's not about male or female. It is truly good versus evil. And when you get to know yourself, know thyself, male and females, you will see that it is truly evil. It's evil. Good versus evil. Think about how you think about others and how you treat others and how you try to control others, how you're jealous of others. You want to be like others. How you try to cut down others, including yourself, because what you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself first. You don't even love yourself. How is it possible to love anyone when you don't love yourself? You have no clue what love is. You think love is a thought and emotion. How blind can you be? Love is not emotional. That emotional love is a sign of something being wrong with you. That's why you take it from people that you say you love when they don't agree with you or they disagree with you or something go different than what you think, you change just like that on them. Parents do it to children. Children do it to parents. Workers do it to workers. Employees do it to employees. It's everywhere. There is no love. And Christ came. And he said, okay, I'm here to warn you all that you got to love one another. You got to have love. If you want to be free, if you truly want to be free within, medication ain't going to do it. Pills not going to do it. Alcohol, drugs, and sex not going to do it. You got to love one another. You gotta love one another. There is no love. Nobody love nobody. Isn't that amazing? In families are screwed up. Family members don't even love one another. And they lie. I love the family. What about the family? My family mean everything to me. They're lying. They're lying. Your family don't mean a thing to you. And the world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. And the first hour, I showed you this female basketball league or team or whatever they are, where there are females who play basketball now. And there are white girls who are better than the black girls. And they are getting those black girls, I won't say all, but most do not like those white girls for being better than them. They call it white privilege. And because they don't like, in my opinion, because they don't like these female white girls being better than them, they're slaughtering them, knocking them down with every fist power they have in their body. And even their white coach said, I don't believe it was that. There's a genocide upon white people. Not only in America, but in Europe, in Africa, and anywhere white people live. And there, and other colors are in their country. And it got to get worse. The genocide will get worse because it's being ignored. White people are allowed to be beat up on, yelled at, knocked out, raped, and doing all kind of stuff. Everyone turned a blind eye to it. But if somebody did something like that to black people or Mexican or whatever, it's a different story, but especially to black, especially if white people did it. Earth is not heaven, and human beings are not gods. I got more proof about the open genocide upon white people. WCNC is reporting. Charlotte residents reacts to the arrest of a man who was arrested after posting videos on Instagram of himself assaulting females.
Tonight we have an update of that woman who was seen in that video that was attacked on this sidewalk in Dilworth. A spokesperson for that family says that she is now recovering at home and wanted to thank the community for their support during this difficult time.
I like sent it to somebody. I said, oh my God, because I've sent like 7 different videos to people because it's in Charlotte. It's crazy.
This is where one of the women was allegedly attacked by Dequan Hunt, punched in the face seemingly without warning.
Now we're about to show you the video of what happens right after he crosses the street and comes in contact with a random woman. We want to warn you, this may be difficult to watch.
That's the real issue. You sitting here playing with me. That's the real issue. July 21st is the real issue. July 21st, that's the real issue. Nah, don't wave to me.
Now, after that moment there, you just saw Hunt is seen in the video continuing to slap the woman's face while she's on the ground unconscious.
The video spread quickly online, and it helped lead to Hunt's arrest.
Amazing. I didn't know he did this on White History Month, during White History Month. What the? And it's going to get worse. Because white people have fear. And then white people in government authority, police, mayors, basketball coaches, they defend the people who did the attack rather than the ones who are being attacked because they're afraid to stand up against the blacks. And it's going to get worse. It's so bad already. I never imagined that it could get to this point. And it's only gotten worse. I started my work in 30-something years ago now, 36, 37 years ago. It was bad then. Knockout games. People laughing about it, afraid to do anything about it. The blacks going into businesses, attacking white people, stealing their merchandise openly in the daylight. Nobody did anything. Oh, I feel so bad for the black. They're doing it because of slavery. I'm like, no, they're doing it because they hate you and they can get away with it. And then the government passed some bills that said these blacks can do it. They can go into your store, your business, and steal up to $1,000. And you can't even do anything to them about it. Open door for more destruction. Local residents are expressing shock and fear, sparking a broader discussion on public safety.
I could have been that woman that was walking. Yeah.
And that's what has people here asking how something so random could happen in a neighborhood filled with people. Court records show Hunt has previous convictions, including assault with a deadly weapon and disorderly conduct.
Many of his previous charges were dismissed. An attorney who is not involved in this case says the justice system can only punish someone for crimes they have already committed, not for what they might do in the future.
Honest opinion, I wanted to find them. I wanted to find them.
Now the attacks are sparking a bigger conversation about what could make people feel safer, including more public cameras and better access to mental health care.
You can't live in fear. You can't stop walking around and doing your thing, but...
For residents, the hope is what happened here doesn't change the way they feel about their neighborhood. As the investigation continues, CMPD believes there could be more victims and are asking them to come forward.
The solution is not cameras. The solution is more police. Bring back the cops. You're so crazy. You went along with Black Lives Matter to defund the cops. And look what happened. Bring back police. And then you went along with, hey, no bail bond. Leave them on the streets while they're destroying us. No bail bond. We need the cops back. Bring back the cops. Bring back no bail bond. Bring back the prison. Matter of fact, bring back the chain gang. Remember when they used to make the prison work on the roads, fix the roads in white uniforms or whatever? Remember that? Bring that back and give them in the jail, give them bread and water. Nothing else. White people, cameras are not going to change that. These people don't care about cameras. They'll commit the assault and put it on video, up on live for you. I don't know if this guy did that or not, but they will do that. Black people are not afraid because they know all they have to cry is white privilege. And you hate me because my color, but it's slavery. It's evil. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And this, you can depend on and never worry. They found the man?
That guy? That guy, they said...
You said they found him?
Yeah, that video said even that that's how the police found him, partly because of his online posting.
Okay. He'll be right back out. He's black.
Yeah, you know, I was reading he had a history of...
Yeah.
Had a history of being, caught for something and let out.
No bail bond, and he's black. He'll be right back out. Now, if he was white, ain't no letting out. Remember that white guy? That guy is so deep under the jailhouse now, I don't even hear anything about him. The white guy that they say was going around using the N-word to the blacks.
Chud the Builder?
Yeah.
What made you laugh? What made you laugh, his name or him going around or remembering what he was doing?
Chuck Builder was white, right? Yeah. Oh, is white.
Yeah.
When he went to jail, I said, bye, Chuck, you ain't coming back. Because you're white. And you were doing this to black people. I think Derek is texting me that he made bail. Hake is texting me. They say Chuck made bail. He's still facing charges, but he just posted bail. I heard. Hate said he heard. What the? Poor Chuck. I'm like, if he's going to jail for something he's been accused of concerning the blacks, whether it's right or wrong, he might as well say goodbye to the sunlight. Whether he's guilty or not, doesn't even matter. He's white.
Local news, WSMV reported August 10th, Montgomery County Jail confirmed his release after more than 2 months in custody. He posted bond, reportedly around $1 million, previously set near $1.25 million on the attempted murder-related charges stemming from that May 13th shooting.
Well, I wish him well. What a mess. In the white man's own country, he's in prison. Of his own country. He found it. He built. And then he allowed the enemies to come in. There is this so-called high-ranking, according to the New York Post, high-ranking New York police officer and her husband. This is mind-blowing. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. I wish you well, Chuck the Builder. Man is not God. So this so-called high-ranking New York police officer and her husband helped their gang-banging son plan a Bronx shooting. Then tried to help him cover it up. This is from Fox 5 New York and New York Post.
October of 2022, the family of Gershon Freeman pled for answers after he died in custody while at 201 Poplar. It took almost a full year for the Davidson County District Attorney's Office to indict the nine jailers they say were responsible.
That's the wrong one. That's not a female police. Refresh. Huh? Refresh. Oh, you talk to him. I'll come back to that one, folks. Let me go to Tawana out of Georgia. Tawana, happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Well, happy Men's History Month to you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Long time no speak, but I had to call in.
Right on.
I want to talk about those basketball players. First of all, I want to say how brave the girl was to even be on the team, on the basketball team.
the white girl that got knocked out.
Right. I mean,
that's a good point.
She's brave because I'm a black lady. And I remember growing up in Alabama, I wanted to play on the basketball team because I felt like I could do it. But my mom allowed me to go out, and I tried out. And my dad, they said, well, I think she can get out there with them. So I got out there with them, but they so aggressive, and they throw in the elbows, and they kick you and all of those things. And then I'm like, okay. And then whenever I make a mistake and bump them or hit them, it's like, I was like, I'm catching myself saying, excuse me. But.
Oh, what a mess.
What a mess. So I was like, okay. Oh. I said, this sport is not for me because it's so aggressive, and I'm in agreement. It's a lot of these black ladies. They're so evil. You're right. And the reason they're so evil, if you don't look like them or if you don't carry yourself like them, they may be a little extra on you now. I don't care what color you are.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think the young lady that got knocked out, I think the girl was going in there to try to prevent her from shooting, but they so wild, she got her hand got cut up around her neck and clotheslined her, and that was a hard fall. So
that was a Mike Tyson brain down.
Right. That was a hard fall. So many of them so angry because you said it some time back, which is so true. They're so angry with the men, especially black men. They're angry with the black men because the black men had failed them.
Yeah.
And so they feel like, okay, I got to be this strong person and I can do it just as tough as, you know. So there's no feminine quality nowhere. So they just angry. So that's why you see them acting, what you call them, lesbians.
Lesbians.
They try to create themselves as males now because They're just so angry. They just, it's just spilling over, and it's just ridiculous. But kudos to the young lady to have the courage to go out to play with them, because that didn't work for me back in the day. So I know, and I know they've gotten rougher now. Girls was girls in my day. But now, you know, now they act like boys. And I don't watch that woman basketball because it's a men's sport, let me say it. So it just... It turns me off to see them acting like that out there. So,
the world gone crazy.
You could say that again.
And it's going to get worse, Tawana. It's just going to get worse.
It is. I'm in agreement with you on that, because that's true. Because people are letting they're not taking care of the kids. These kids are getting angry by the day.
Yeah.
And it's going. And you're right. I mean, I know it sounds harsh to hear you say that sometimes to people, that it's going to get worse, but it's just reality. You see what's happening now. You see the parents are not involved with the kids, and it's just awful. But kudos to the young lady to go out on the court with them, because that wasn't a thing for me. I knew I couldn't handle it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll be talking to you soon, and you enjoy the rest of your Men History Month, and Men History Month to all the guys.
Right on. Thank you, Tawana. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right. Amazing. So is that video ready now? This is where the high-ranking, according to the New York Post, high-ranking police officer, her husband, tried to help. According to the report, their gangbanging son in a bad situation. Fox News, New York, and New York Post.
Jennifer Lackard was a second in command at the Mount Vernon Police Department, serving as its deputy police commissioner for more than 6 years. She helped keep crime off the city streets and arrested criminals when she needed to. But today, this morning, she was greeted at the door by police officers, but they were there to put handcuffs on her, and now charged alongside her 20-year-old son with attempted murder. We'll show you a video tonight of the 49-year-old Lackard, who was let out of the 44th precinct a little while ago, her hands cuffed behind her back. Her son Chase is still inside the precinct. According to sources, both were arrested at their home on Boynton Avenue in the Soundview section this morning, a little more than a month after the high-ranking cop allegedly drove the getaway car for her son in an apparent shooting involving a gang. Lackard's son is accused of opening fire back on June 29th behind the Bronx Criminal Courthouse while inside the car with his mom behind the wheel. His target, a rival gang member. No one was shot in this incident, but Chase is a reputed member of the Slutty Gang. According to police records, he was reportedly shot by police back in 2024 after allegedly wielding a gun. And in 2023, he was also reportedly shot by a cop in the chest on a Bronx bus during a fight with other teens.
The Slutty Gang, they create sluts.
And they shoot cops, so you don't want to mess with the Slutty Gang, apparently.
Can you imagine your police mama helping you? If this is true, what the high-ranking New York police official had joined the department in 2020, CBS News.
Police say Lackard's son opened fire on a crowd before fleeing in a car. According to sources, Lackard was behind the wheel.
We're not going to wait for you to come to us. We're coming to you, and we are going to work together to protect your civil liberties.
Lackard joined the Mount Vernon Police Department in 2020 with a focus on police reform and community relations. Her background in grassroots organizing and social services. Hours after the arrest, the department announced she's been terminated. In a statement, they say the allegations are unrelated to her official duties and that, quote, the department will continue to operate without interruption.
Prosecutors alleged that the shooting was coordinated. According to the indictment, Chase texted his mom about timing before the shooting. After the shooting, prosecutors say she switched into the driver's seat as they fled. Lackard's husband is also named in the indictment.
Oh, we love my mama. She's my baby girl.
To responsibility.
Back in a moment.
The spirit of anger
was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. My mama, she's my favorite girl. A mother's love is so special, she would even be the designated driver. It's the kind of love you stay with you. Amazing. Okay, announcement. 888-77-JESSE. I do cameos for you. Special personal cameos. Whatever the occasion is. Congratulations, graduation, getting married. Darling, oh darling, when we get married, we'll have a celebration. Marriage congratulations, birthday shout-outs, whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy Men's History Month, whatever the occasion is, all right? And check out our merch. Not only are we celebrating White History Month, well, now it's over. We just had our 9th White History Month. And that's amazing. It is now Men's History Month in August. So whatever the celebration, we are now celebrating 250 years, though my country is gone, to never return again. We are celebrating 250 years of America. And as a result, I've been at it. I am on, my face is on a American hope corn. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Or you can go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And we are, and so we have the corn, silver corn. We have Punchy's coffee. Good. I have my own coffee. I don't know why they're not showing it, but I think it's still there on JesseLeePeterson.shop. And then while you're having Punchy's coffee, you're reading my amazing books. Amazing books. And yes, I will sign them to whomever you like. Scam, How the Black Leadership Explore America. From Race to Responsibility, we got to get it into reprint, but you can get it on Kindle. Kindle. The Antidote is on Kindle. But my 7 Guarantee Step, I don't know what's going on. To Family, Spiritual, and Financial Success Guide, a little small pocket guide. You can carry around in your back pocket, guys, or jacket pocket. Ladies, you can carry it in your purse, whether you want to start a business or you're already working. If you do the 7 guarantee steps, they work. But you got to do them. Be a doer of the word instead of just a hearer of the word. All right, a doer. And then mugs and T-shirts and hats and coffin thing, everything. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. I'm sorry about the fast flow there, people. I apologize for that. But listen there. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. B-O-N-D. All right, and thank you all. You are helping us because every dime we get goes back to the work we're doing here. All right, thank you all in advance. Let me go to the busy. I got to do Super Chat.
Super Chats. Gotta rock those Super Chats. We got a few from Sunday. In fact, we gotta thank our member, Everblazer, 9 months, a big supporter.
Thank you.
Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life.
If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing. Thank you.
I don't feel your faith. I have to finish the Super Chat.
I'll feel your faith.
Marty Ubaldo, thank you. Says, God bless you, JLP and crew. Love you all.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Amazing.
Peter says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, Peter, Paul, and Mark. Thank you.
Philip, welcome to some of our JLP show members. Philip, much appreciated. Lee, Donna, Janum, Bree K with some coffees. No message, but appreciate a bunch of those. Eli says an
thank
answer.
Thank you all. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Eli has an answer to the biblical question.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
No. To desire is want to be God. This is the very reason how Satan's story was told in the Bible.
So he said, no, he did not desire mercy or sacrifice?
I think that's what he's saying.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Love America says victimhood narratives amplify fear.
Fear is amazing, but it's not of God. Thank you.
And I'm pretty sure that's all for now.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Eli. Eli's calling hot, your heart's girl. Eli out of Canada. Eli, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Eli.
Yes. I had a question. This Friday, I was with my friend, and we talked about, like, the because you the last week, your question was about the 10 the love of God and the words.
Yeah, which helps you most? What's changed your life? The laws of God, I mean, the words of God, or the laws of God? Last week, question.
Yeah, and like I did a quick recheck on all the laws, and it just makes sense to like when you follow them, it's like a good foot, like it's a good blueprint to like make your life peaceful and all that stuff. But when, because you do your fellowships, there's other churches. Because I grew up in church, but I know it's it was a mess. But I grew up in church, and like the second commandment is don't say the name of God in vain and stuff. But I was asking, like, what do you see? Like, how do you think about this this commandment? Like, how do you understand it? Because I don't know if you say it in vain, if other people say it in vain. Like, how do you know when people say it in vain? You know what I mean?
I understand. I hear the question. And your question is what?
It's like, how do you know? Like, what does it mean for you to you? Like, when we say, don't say the name of God in vain, because you say it in the, like, everybody say the name, but how do you know when people say it in vain? Like, are you saying it in vain? And
when you claim God as your Lord and Savior and you have no love, you're lying. When you claim God, but you have made someone or something else your God, you're lying. That's vanity.
Okay. So it's like it's just saying to, but you know, like they you know they're lying, or they know they just don't know they're lying, but you know they're lying. I don't understand.
They may not be aware that they're lying, because intellectual people think that just because they read about God or they heard about God and now they can intellectually quote or talk about God, they think that that's what knowing God is, or being born again. So they may not realize that they're, and at the same time, they have made anger their God. They even call their God righteous God. They call anger righteous anger. That's their God. Or they are resentful. They have false love and hate and all that. They are making those things their God, and so they're lying about the true God, because their egos is really their true God.
Okay. And I think I see what you're saying, because there's a verse like it says you'll know them by their fruits and stuff. You know, like these all sharp ten, all these stuff. These people.
Well,
there are
few.
Kind of,
you would know that because you would see that they don't have love. They're not love. They have not put God first. God is not there. They don't love God with all their heart, soul, and might, and they hate their enemy. They hate their neighbors. They have no love.
Thank you. Okay, makes sense.
Amazing.
All right. I really love your show, and you helped me a lot, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it, Eli.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right, John.
Amazing. Let me go to Australia and talk to first-time caller. Genio, I believe. Genio, you are on the air.
Jesse. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
My question for you, Jesse, today is, if Jesus is dead and he died for our sins, what's my purpose here on earth today?
Well, Jesus is not dead, first of all. And he lives in heaven and in you. And your purpose is to be the light of the world. You are to allow the love to come through you, from heaven through you, so that you can become the light of the world.
But, if he died for our sins, then does that mean I have free will to just do any, good? Obviously, I try my best to do good, and I try my best to do bad, but, I don't try my best to do bad, but I just try my best to stay away from bad, but bad things still happen, and, you know, like, we get into those sort of things. Just, like, if it's all forgiven, what is my purpose here is basically what I'm saying is, if I know he's alive, I think he's going to come back too.
He's already come back. Earth. He's inside of you already. He has returned, and he lives in you.
Amen. Amen to that. But what I'm saying is, in the flesh, he'll come back, in like as a being, again one day maybe.
Why do you think he's coming back in the flesh?
Like, his whole body will be here. Like, he will be here again.
Why do you say that?
Like, end of times, when the Antichrist comes and Jesus will come and we will have to obey him and.
But the Antichrist, you know, is already here too. He has already come. He is inside of your mind and inside the mind of other people.
So how do we repel that?
By forgiving, so that God can take, the light can take over and cause you to overcome evil of your mind.
Okay.
Finish your question first.
No, sorry.
How you say you try to do good? How do you try to do good?
I try my best to, like, every day. I make the most of every day. I pray to God, and you know, I take care of myself physically, financially, spiritually. I try my best to attain knowledge every day. I study at university as well.
Okay. I pray to a God that I don't believe in. You can't do good. You got to be good. And when you be good, then you can't help but do good. But you got to be good. You can't try to be good or do good.
Yeah.
You got to be good. And the way you be good is when you go and forgive your mama and your daddy and your heart changed to good, and then goodness would change you and live through you, then you would do good.
And my other question was that I can't perform the miracles of Jesus. Like, I can't turn water into wine or turn the blind person to make him see again or cure someone who died multiple days ago and bring him back to life. I don't have those
qualities.
Why are
you even thinking about those things?
But no, obviously those are miracles that he's performed, but like, how else can I be like him? What else can I do to be like him?
You can love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, and walk in the light, and you are like him. Have you forgiven your mama?
Yeah, of course.
You told her?
What? Yeah, I tell her I love her.
Did you tell your mama you forgive her for what she done to you?
What did she do to me?
Did you forgive your mama?
Why would I forgive her? Why would I need her forgiveness?
Have you forgiven your mama?
Of course.
What do you mean by of course if you ask why do I need to forgive her?
But what would she need to, like, why would she need to be asking me for her forgiveness?
Before I respond to that, when you said, of course I've forgiven her, but yet you don't think you need to forgive her, what do you mean, of course I forgave her?
Like, if she, there's never a position where she would need to, ask me. But if it was, she can't do me wrong.
So you've never forgiven your mother, right?
I've always forgiven her. She's never done me wrong.
So how have you forgiven her then if she's never done you wrong? What did you forgive her for?
Nothing.
So what do you mean I always forgiven her because she never done me wrong?
But if she had done me wrong, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Have you forgiven your father?
The same. Like, I know that even if they do me wrong, it's because they love me.
How can you do somebody wrong and you love them? That doesn't make sense.
That's true.
Oh, she but, did me wrong, but she loved me.
That's what I thought as well.
My wife beat me every day, but she loved me.
Jesse. You already know.
Well, man, was your mother perfect?
Yeah, in my eyes. She never put no man over me.
Was she perfect?
Yep.
She made no mistakes at all with you.
I don't think she could have done a better job.
She made no mistakes at all. There was nothing about her that was a mistake.
No, nothing. Literally, like, I can't think of...
Okay.
Because I don't have another model to look at.
Was your mother married or something?
No.
What, are you Jesus?
I'm not Jesus, no. I'm not Jesus.
Mary, your mama?
I think she's the best woman to ever walk the earth, but no.
Okay, so she was better than Mary, the mother of Jesus?
No, she's not bad. No woman is better than Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Oh. Well, because of time, Gino, you got to search your heart and see if you resent your mother for whatever she did, irritated you or turned you away from your father or both, and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He loved you. He didn't know how to deal with her. When you forgive, go to them. When you see it for yourself, not because I said it, all right? And you see that you're wrong for holding any anger or resentment. And then go and forgive them. Don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive them. God will forgive you. Your heart will change from resentment, from evil to good. Then you'll be able to be good and do good. Your whole life will change. But you got to see what's going on with you first.
You're right, Jesse.
It's
really hard to look in the mirror sometimes.
Yes. And that's the problem with human beings. It's hard for them to see that they're evil, that they're wrong. They see it in everybody else but themselves. And because the ego is hard to admit that you're wrong. So I recommend are you doing a silent prayer?
I am. Always. I always have my prayers going. I always remember God.
No. Do you know about the silent prayer that I tell people to do?
No. What's the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. I want to encourage you to do that. You can do your little hooping and hollering to God first when you're really praying to Satan, but you can do it. And then be still and know God, all right?
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
Thanks so much, Jesse. I'll call back. I'll try that. I'll try that.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 26. I'm turning 27 soon.
How old are you today?
26.
Amazing. Okay. Do the silent prayer and let me know how things go.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Jesse.
You're welcome. I got to take a break. The hate news coming, but with the Anchor Baby. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
In your life. Always
be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way. Or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Yeah.
some quick news with Nick. We got the news for you this time, okay? Another hour with the Jesse Lee Peterson show coming up. A couple of little few minutes with the anchor baby. And we got some stuff from the government, and they're saying two steps back for the Head Start program. The long-running early education and anti-poverty program. I wonder how well those are doing. That serves more than 700,000 low-income children is facing major federal cutbacks. I, for one, am happy. Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services, under Secretary RFK Jr., announced plans to drop most of the program's federal requirements, including math and literacy standards, home visits, some disability services, and even rules about brushing teeth after meals. How will we survive without the HHS telling us to brush our little teeth? HHS says it's simply removing unnecessary bureaucracy and trusting states to set their own standards while saving money. Advocates counter that many states may not fill those gaps, pointing to recent SNAP and Medicaid reductions that already hit millions of kids, those millions of kids without Cheetos. There's an added layer of irony, they're reporting. The Trump administration encourages married couples to have more children, yet is scaling back the supports that help lower-income parents actually raise them. How will they do it? President Trump has blamed the cost of the Iran war, noting the proposed Head Start cuts would save about $2.2 billion, roughly the price of a single day of fighting. And, you know, the larger context is average IQ scores developed in pretty much all the developed countries are, like, drifting downwards. Poverty remains high. So I wonder how much well those programs are working. But in the skies, they're reporting an Alaska Airlines flight from Miami to Seattle was forced back to the gate Sunday evening after passengers allegedly threatened to take over the aircraft. Imagine this. You're taxiing, 6:40 p.m., and the pilot radios, air traffic control, we have a customer disturbance on board right now with threats coming from customers. We want to go into lockdown protocol. Added later that a flight attendant reported a customer had threatened to take the aircraft over. When controllers asked if law enforcement was needed, the pilot said, absolutely. Miami-Dade Sheriff officers responded. Passengers were temporarily deplaned. They determined there was no credible threat. Passengers involved were removed, temporarily banned from Alaska Airlines, and rebooked on another flight. The Alaska Airlines spokesman said, the safety of our guests and crew is always our highest priority. I wonder what really happened. The incident comes amid a broad decline in unruly passenger cases. I wonder if that's due to the end of Spirit Airlines. I don't know. But speaking of vehicles in distress, Mark Zuckerberg is being hated on. He's all rich out there with his mega yacht. They're saying he ignored a distress call from a nearby vessel that was stranded in Alaskan waters. The Meta boss's representative spoke out after it emerged that the 21-foot skiff, a small single-person boat, was rescued by a much smaller boat after it ran out of fuel. Zuckerberg's $300 million yacht. The launch pad was in the vicinity, although the billionaire was not aboard, according to a spokesman. The skiff initially contacted the Coast Guard, but officials determined it was not in distress and issued a Marine Assistance Broadcast, MARB, okay? You send these out, and a bunch of boats get them, and it's basically a Good Samaritan thing. You can respond to these if you'd like. It's usually someone in distress, but not in immediate danger. They're saying, though, that he wasn't there and they didn't get it. So don't get mad at the billionaires for not going to help. I mean, I don't blame them. You know, you don't really want to get involved. And a little bit more here, L.A. going to another rich person. Don't judge too much because even they are getting their homes broken into. You'd think they have some more protection. Kim Kardashian suffered a home invasion Sunday after a man broke into her Hidden Hills mansion and took her staffer's car for a joyride. Where is the order? That's enough of the news, though. Jesse Lee Peterson, Hour 3, coming right up.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week, another doozy. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Mercy, mercy, my Lord, mercy. Did he desire mercy or sacrifice? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. You can podcast and then put it on, listen to it live on your phone. While you're running around, we're on a different time around the world. Here, we're 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, but around the world, it's already Tuesday in some parts of the world. What the? You can listen on your phone and still podcast by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. But we're going to get to all of your super chats. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it is also because we love the females. It is female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. I ain't even put you
when
on the hot
seat. When she's crying, she's lying.
Oh, a mess. A spiritual battle. Because of time, and I want to get to all the calls in your super chat, I've said once, I've said twice, I have said it 1,000 times or more in the last 37 years. There is a spiritual order, whether you like it or not, accept it or not, whatever. It's up to you. God is not going to force you to do it, neither will I. God will not judge you if you don't accept it, neither will I. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children if you're married with children. And nothing else is going to work but that. Nothing else. Can you imagine that in our country today? My country's gone. It ain't never coming back. I want my country back, but it ain't coming back. bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. My country flew over the ocean. My country flew over the sea. My country was taken over by illegals. Bring my country back to me. It ain't coming back. It's gone. I never imagined this growing up. America, when I was growing up, America was really, really, really amazing. And I grew up on a plantation down in Sweet Home, Alabama, under the so-called Jim Crow laws, right? And yet, America at that time was amazing. I remember when black people were free, when black people were independent thinkers, when black people had no leaders, when black people owned businesses and they had jobs and there were black colleges, and black people were independent like the Jews and like the whites. There was a time black people were free before so-called Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those guys, their mess, so-called civil rights movement, civil wrong movement, it was a mess. I remember when women loved being women, when they understood the order of God, when they were not jealous of man and they would not try to be men. Now, all that has changed and the women are suffering in ways that you can't even imagine because the law is broken. The law of the heart has been switched from evil, from good to evil. And I have proof. Oh, I want to go to work. These men-hating women. I mean, women-hating men say, I want to work like the man. I don't want to stay home and raise no children. I'm going to put them in a daycare center somewhere. I don't get enough thrill raising children. My thrills come, they say, from being at work. And everybody tell me how wonderful. I'm a hard worker. They praise me for my work. The kids don't care. And now women are suffering from that. According to Instagram, a 41-year-old woman says losing her corporate job of 16 years have left her struggling. And she's not sure how much more she can take from Instagram.
All right, guys, this is a very vulnerable post for me, but I am not well and I'm struggling. You guys know I recently turned 41 and I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no direction, no worth. Like, I am a lost soul. I spent 16 years in corporate America, which gave me structure and sensibility and stability. And then when my boss passed away 3 years ago, I left the 9-to-5 thinking that it was a chance to reset. And, you know, life doesn't always go according to plan. At the beginning of this year, I went back into corporate America and I was let go of 2 jobs in 4 months. And to say it didn't crush me has been an understatement. And I keep trying to be positive and trying to be hopeful, but it is hard. And when you are doing this alone and you don't have support from like a significant other or a like adult income, it just gets to be very exhausting. And yesterday I spent the whole day in bed because I just was like so down. So if you're going through a hard time, then you're struggling. Just know you're not alone.
You're not alone. I'm here with you. Though you're far away, I'm here to stay. Just the other day, I heard you say, working 9 to 5, trying to make a living. Now I'm just so out of it. I lost my ego. I lost my ego gratification. I lost my job. And now I have nothing. I ain't got no man. I ain't got no husband I can rely on. I lost my ego. Now reality is sitting in, has sat in that I'm nothing. I feel the pain of being nothing. I'm so lost. I feel like nothing. Reality is sat in that I am nothing. What can I do? I stay in bed all day. What a mess, huh? She replaced, based on what she's saying, the way I'm interpreting it. She replaced seeking what's right first to a job. And now the job is gone. And she can't breathe. Hands up, I can't breathe. And if y'all out there going through that too, I understand it. Just know you're not alone. Seek first what's right. And all will be well. That job is gone, now she's lost. That job helped her to escape the misery that was happening inside of her, and now it's back. It never left, but she's with it. Gemini has reported that on an average, men have longer active careers than women, 38 to 40 years compared to 32 to 34 years. Women were not created for this and never going to work. You're breaking the law of the heart. And if you think that's bad, and it is, I want you to see what's in charge of your, what's running your government. This type of female is in a so-called leadership role at running your government, and you're okay with that. My country is gone, and it's not going to get better. It's gone. It's over. I want you to see what's in charge of your government. The New York report is this so-called Representative Alexandria Cortez, 36 years old, she is now freezing eggs. Eggs! And she's sharing the update on Instagram. A leader in the government. Can it get any evil than this? Watch this from X.
I have made the decision to start freezing my eggs. And I want to share that with anyone.
Why?
Just by me choosing to not keep this private. There may be a consequence, but you know what? I'm okay with that. This is a choice that I am making to feel more in control of my life.
False feeling of control.
And if people want to make assumptions about my decision, let them make those assumptions. I feel empowered to make this choice. I think it's a very privileged position that I've been able to be able to make.
What a loser.
Don't be weird about this. Even though I know all of you will be. Okay.
You're the one weird. What the?
That wasn't so bad.
That female is in charge of government, whatever state she's in. Somebody voted for her to be a leader. And look what you're getting. Ain't nothing personal no more. What the? Everything ain't public. Everybody and they mama putting their business online. Except, baby, Jessica's daddy. What good is it doing you or anyone to see this heifer put a needle in her belly and pull blood out? Or whatever she got out of there. What good is doing anyone except for her ego? Why she had to let you see that? This is a lawmaker, right? A lawmaker of Satan. 888-77-5373. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Jareth out of Las Vegas. Jareth, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
My friend passed away the other day, and I guess I'm going through the stages, as they call them, and one of them is anger, and the whole anger thing, dropping your anger, has been a beautiful thing for me, and I've been sharing it with others. But I do feel angry. I guess sad, and so I don't know my question exactly. How do we handle friends' death, or? I don't know how to help others. So, I don't know. It's just a vague question, and I apologize for that. But I'm sad about my friend's death.
What are you angry about?
That he got caught up in his ego, and that I miss him.
Ooh. You know? I'm missing you.
He did.
So what are you mad about?
I'm sad more than mad, I guess.
But you're a little mad.
Yeah.
About what?
It was just unnecessary. It shouldn't have happened.
What was unnecessary?
Him going so soon.
Why was it not necessary?
Because he got caught up in his ego.
But why is it not necessary, though?
Maybe it wasn't unnecessary. I just wish it didn't happen.
Why?
Because I missed him.
So it was about you and not him.
That's right.
And where's the love in that, then?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Oh, that's a question. That was a question.
It's about you. It's all about you. It had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, and that's the truth. It really is.
So why are you putting on this fake ego attitude about it?
I don't know. I'm embarrassed by it. I shouldn't.
Embarrassed by what?
Embarrassed that I'm on an ego trip about it.
What do you mean you're embarrassed about it?
It didn't happen to me. You know?
I know. I said that. I said that on Sunday. People get mad when people die. They're like, oh, I lost my baby. I lost my hub. I lost my wife. I lost my... And they want people to feel bad for them as though they lost something. They didn't lose anything.
Yeah, and the very first time I ever called you, I talked about evangelism, and you laughed at that, and then you made me laugh at myself. And then I love that interview you did with Ray Comfort, who's an evangelist. And
tell me, what are you mad about, and why are you sad?
What am I mad about?
We already know it's about your ego.
Yeah.
So what good is it doing you to be mad about...
Or sad?
About, it's all about you. It has nothing to do with him.
So I guess my question would be then, how do we... How do we deal with death?
What good is it doing you to act this way about it?
None.
Except build your ego.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I guess I'm just sad.
What?
I'm just sad. And I just wanted to say that.
You're just sad?
Yeah.
And what are you sad about?
That I can't undo it.
Undo what?
I can't get there in time to stop it.
Get where?
To stop them from dying.
Well, you can get where in time to stop him from dying?
Just get in the way of it to make it so it doesn't happen.
Why did you want to do that?
So that I could have my friends still.
So that was still about you.
Exactly.
Why would you want to get in the way of him doing what he wanted to do? That was his life.
That's right.
No. Why would you want to get in his way?
Well, I would say because I love him, but I also know that you say to be wary of those that say they love you.
Right, Mama. If you loved him, Mama, you wouldn't want to get in his way of doing what he wanted to do with his life.
That's right.
You put on a showcase personality. It's not real. It's all about you.
That's right.
So if a few tears come, let it pass, let it come, let it pass, and you'll be fine. But get rid of all the other phony acts. Oh, I'm so mad. I should have been there. I blame myself. It's all an act. It's not even real, and it's definitely not love.
I agree. It is selfish. And
why don't you stop it, man? You want to be an evangelist.
When he's crying, he's lying.
When he's crying, he's lying.
Yeah. You've helped, man. The tears have come, but I just let them come.
Yeah, let them come, let them flow, but don't get a thrill from them.
That's right.
And then let it go, because the act of suffering is going to bring on more grief for you. It will turn into depression and everything. And you really feel bad for yourself.
That's right.
And whatever he did it because he wanted to do it.
Yeah. All right.
Don't be a beta.
I won't be. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. I won't be.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
No, I'm not.
Well, what the?
I am doing it more often than before, though. I am.
Did God say do it more often than before? Or did he say stay with it, stay present 24 hours a day?
Stay with it. You're right.
So why'd you do what he suggested you do?
To be I'm a watcher.
Why are you not doing that?
It slips my mind. I forget.
So you love your misery.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Okay.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you. I think I just wanted to connect. I think I knew, and I appreciate you.
All right.
Stay with the show.
Get back to the silent prayer. Just stay with us and stop tripping.
I will. Thank you, Jesse. Love you.
I love you too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Preston out of South Carolina. Preston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
I'm glad to be back on with you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wanting to tell you, last time I talked to you, you told me that I was lying to God because I told you that I told God I forgave my parents. And then you asked me if I sat down with them and forgave them. I hadn't at the time because they lived out of state, but I drove up there last Wednesday only to sit down with both of them and forgive them to their face. And I did. And it was really crazy. My mama lost her mind, started crying. My daddy acted like he really didn't care, but that's just my daddy. But my mama really got upset about it. Even yelled at me saying, I forgive you for all the hell you put on me.
What a mess.
It was a mess. And you know what's crazy? Whenever I sat down with my mama the first day and told her, and then I couldn't find my dad. I didn't know where he was at. I didn't know what to do. So I made a decision to come home. I was like, I'll just see him on Thanksgiving or something. And as I was leaving my brother's house, I swear it's a true story, I literally said, God, am I really supposed to forgive my daddy to his face? I said it out loud. And a minute later, I was driving. He just opened up an antique store in that town. Mm-hmm. I rode by his store, and there he was standing out in front of his store.
I know.
So I pulled in there. I was like, "This, I have to do it now." And I forgave them both. I told them, I said, I resented y'all my whole life. I didn't realize it because you raised me in your image. And
yeah.
I became like you. And I'm 40 years old, and I still have anger and everything else to this day. And I didn't know why. But now I know, and I told them I forgive them. And I don't know, man. I felt really good afterwards. I was really scared before I done it.
Yep.
And I kept reminding myself what you said, to just sit through that fear, let it come. And I worked myself through it, and I faced it, and I done it.
Isn't that amazing that you're 40-something years old and you're afraid to face your own parents? You know something is wrong.
I ain't now.
Right.
But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. It was a lot of fear. Even my own mama, I was like I told you last time I called, I had fear sitting on hold getting ready to talk to you. This time I didn't feel that. I was excited about talking to you.
Salvation is of the heart. Now, all you need to do at this point is to start, do the silent prayer, and practice staying present. Stay with God, stay with the light, walk in the light, be with the light, and your whole life is going to change for the good. It's going to be amazing.
I am. I do the silent prayer every morning, every night, and I do it multiple times through the day. And I listen to all your advice, man. It's an honor speaking to you.
Yes.
So, you know, I've never heard anybody really try to lead others to the truth the way you do. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
It makes me realize there's so much false teachings out there.
Yeah.
Because my mama's been going to church her entire life. And
hold on for a minute, Preston. Hold on. The stretch off is available on pills.net. I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77. Jesse. I did that story on this, according to the report, this police officer lady out of New York, according to the story, helped her gang-banging son escape from a shooting or something. And they say even her husband helped. And now she's in jail. What the? And Hate texted me and said, because Hate is not here today, it was a getaway driver, not just a designated driver. She was, according to the report, the getaway driver. What the? With her own son. And she's supposed to be a police officer out of New York. What the? Amazing. And speaking of Hake, he's not here today. Hake is out. Hake of the Hake Report. What the? Hake is always have a beta back or something. What's going on? And then Hake is not here, so no Hake Report today. But the American Anchor Baby is here. We had what we thought was an ice guy at the meeting yesterday. He looked like ice, but he wasn't ice. I'm like, Anchor Baby, ice is here, run. Run, Anchor Baby. He didn't even run. He was like, I ain't afraid of no ice. But the guy was not ice. He just looked like ice. But the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. today. And check out Bill. Don't mess with Bill on Punchy.tv. He did a brand new episode last Monday. He does it once a week. And it went long. It was amazing. The American Anchor Babe. No, I mean Bill on Punchy.tv. PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to support us. Go make a donation. Help us to help others. And those who are already doing it, thank you. Help us to help others. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop or joptalk.com. Or you can scan the QR code. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Thank you all for helping us to help others as you are being helped. Even if you don't like me, you still can donate. I appreciate it. What the? Let me go quickly back to Preston. He could be back hopefully tomorrow, but he's fine. Don't worry. Preston.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'll ask you one last question. I'll let you go.
Okay.
When you say I need to start practicing being present every day, does that mean like not like living in my thoughts, like
yes.
living in the past? Or okay.
Yeah, not living in your thought. Let's say you're at work and you're sitting and you're having lunch. Instead of sitting there being aware of yourself eating, having lunch, making lunch, eating. Your mind is on what happened yesterday or last year, year before, or
okay.
or you're thinking about tomorrow and it doesn't even exist, like the past doesn't exist. And you're thinking about what is this or what. Instead of doing all that, be aware of where you are and what you're doing.
Okay, I will. I sure will.
And when
thank
you, do
you so
that,
much, man.
When you do that, Preston, you and the Father, God, are one. You're one with God instead of being one with Satan in your mind. You're one with life. You're one with everything. And life will work by itself for you.
Okay. I'm excited. Thank you so much, man. It truly is an honor. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what.
Yes, sir, I will. I'll talk to you soon. I'll call back in a month or so.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, Jesse. You too. Right, bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to David. First time call out of Utah. He's been waiting for a minute there. David.
Hello. Can you hear me?
No. I can't hear you, David.
Oh, you can't?
No, I can't. I don't even hear you saying, oh, you can't.
Oh.
Oh,
well,
I didn't
I
hear you say,
now.
Oh.
Oh. I'm not sure why.
David, I can hear you, David.
Oh, okay. You're just playing with me. Oh, okay. All right.
Can you hear
no,
me
I
saying,
just wanna...
I can hear you saying, oh?
you're right. You got me.
What the?
What the? I was being a beta, but
don't be a beta.
For real, but no, I was just calling to. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I want to thank you for letting me get over my anger of my mother. That took a long time for me, and she passed away before I could tell her. And I wanted to ask you: is there a way to forgive your mother if she passed away before you could? Can you truly forgive your mother if she passed away before you could talk to her about it?
Absolutely. And you do that by realizing all your life something else has been controlling you. It made you think things
right.
that you wouldn't ordinarily want to think or do things that you wouldn't want to do, but you did it. It will make you feel afraid when you don't want to be afraid or anything. Something else mm-hmm. is controlling you, and it's not you, right? When you realize that, you will realize that that's the same thing that was controlling your mother when she recreated you in her image. And mm-hmm. she couldn't help herself as you can't help yourself. And that's when you will forgive her. Though she's aspired, you will realize she couldn't help herself. She did the best she could, too. She didn't understand what was driving her, that she resented her mother as well. And knowing that would cause you to forgive her because you can't go to her. She's aspired.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then on the same, kind of the same note with, like, parents, can you have anger with your father and still be lost? Or
yes.
is the anger with your father a different situation?
No, the anger with your father would keep you away from finding truth, finding God too. If you can't love your earthly father, you can't love your earthly father who you've seen. You definitely can't love your spiritual father who you don't know. You got to forgive your earthly father as well.
Okay.
Have you,
I will try to do that. I have not done that.
Why not?
Just because he's still alive, but he wasn't present in my life, and then now he wants to be present, but blames me for a lot of doesn't blame me, but he acts like he should have. He's been here and knows everything, and he doesn't. And it's hard for me to like process that.
Why do you think he wanted to be in your life?
Because he's trying to make up for past mistakes.
No, he wanted to be in your life because he loved you, and he's always loved you. And when he left, he didn't leave you. He left your mother. And your mother thinks made you think he left you. She lied.
Oh.
And she lied because she wanted to rebuild you in her image, and she hated your father. Your father loved you, man. He may not. I'm sorry?
And you think the same thing if he decided to spend most of his time in prison?
Yes.
And he could have been there for me instead of not being with me. He just
he couldn't help but be in prison. He had the same spirits that driving you drove him to do the things he did. He could not help himself as you and your mother, and no one can help themselves. Something else has made a home in the mind and emotions, and it drives us to do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do.
Okay.
I would recommend, and you're fortunate that he's still around, that you get with him and just get an understanding about what happened in his life, what happened to him, and however he act, that's on him, he cannot see. You forgive him, and God will forgive you.
So when you say that, do you think God right now is upset with me that I have not done that? Or he is, because I know in general you could quote me or tell me if I'm wrong, but God is more of a wrathful God. Like, when I say wrathful, it's like he just teaches lessons that are hard instead of being like everyone thinks that he's just there to lift you up, or I guess he is there to lift you up, but Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Is like, God teaches you lessons and not just is there to coddle you.
Well, number one, God has never and never will do anything to teach you a lesson. God is love. Satan is the one that makes you put you all through these so-called lesson. God is all love. He's not a God of wrath. He's not a God of anything but love. And that's why he sent his son to set you free from evil, tell you how to overcome that, get away from that. God is not punishing you. God does not do anything but love you. But he's not going to force you to come out of your hell and to love him. He'll leave you in your hell and let Satan control your life. But God has done none of those things to you at all.
Okay, understood.
All of your pain is coming from your separation from God and one with evil. All of your pain that you have ever had is coming from evil, not from God. And when you forgive, you're going to return to good, God, and all of your pain will disappear.
All right, cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, because like you say, Satan, your daddy. He's not my daddy. I don't want him to be, but
well, then you must forgive. Then you got to forgive your earthly father and mother, especially the mothers, because all mothers create the children, the boys and the girl, in their image, the image of hell, anger.
Even if she wasn't present, like I was raised by my grandmother. Is that kind
oh
of
Lord, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse.
All right. Are you doing a silent prayer?
Honestly, I don't know about the silent prayer. I mean, I don't really pray that much, so that's probably why I have not.
Don't need to do that prayer where you're like, "Oh Lord, save my mama, help me. Oh Jesus, I want this." Do be still and know God. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer and give it a chance.
Okay. I will do that today. Thank
all right,
you.
Buddy. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer.
All right. Appreciate your time.
All right. Work on yourself. You're going to love it.
All right. Will do.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to New York and talk to Joe out of New York. Joe, you are on the air.
Punchy.
What?
What you talking about, Joe? You know my name.
Oh, this is my cousin? What?
This is mine.
This is mine. This is my kinfolk. This is my cousin that I grew up with, folks. And he's like, we are closer than brothers. We grew up together, and I used to have him on Kinfolk's Corner. This is his real name is Joe Nathan, but we call him Mom.
Yes, like I call you Punchy.
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah. What the?
Yeah. What's up, cousin?
You got it.
Yeah, I was listening one day, which I listen quite often. And I took this number down. I said, I'm going to call him when I have a chance to speak to him for a minute.
Amazing.
See how he's doing.
My own flesh and blood.
Your own flesh and blood.
We grew up together down in Alabama.
Alabama, baby.
He lived in Russell County. I lived in Barber County, right across the
creek. Barber County, right. We was right near the county line.
Yeah, right across the creek.
Yeah, you know it. Right across the creek.
I'm telling you.
Those were the days, cousin.
Did you know that my face is on a silver coin now?
You and the president?
I'm on money, buddy.
Your money?
Play that commercial. I want you to see this. Punchy, not only does he have his own coffee now, Punchy has his own money, silver.
Own money?
Watch
really?
This. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Isn't that amazing?
No, that's amazing.
Silver coin is good investment, and I'm on there.
Beta!
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. Really is, Bunch. Proud of you, man.
God is good.
All the time. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I have my own coffin, too, right? You know about that?
No, sir.
Let's play Punchy Coffee.
Punchy Coffee?
Punchy's Coffee.
I hear the word Punchy. I said, oh, my God, he's using his old nickname now.
Why is this? Oh, we don't have a soundbite for it. Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee. It is good, too. It's so
really?
Good. It's so good, it makes you want to slap your mama.
Oh, God, that's too good. That's just too dang good.
We're going to have to bring Kinfolk Corner back. Yeah, so we can, we can have you back on.
Yeah, because they need somebody to go up against you, and that would be me.
That's right.
That's right.
Even Maze agree with you.
Really?
Maze is a friend of the show. She's been calling the show for years, and she loved Kinfolk's Corner.
Well, yeah, because she know the truth with me.
Amazing. Are you? Yeah. Do you love the Great White Hope?
No, I don't.
And why not?
Because he don't love me.
So he had to love you in order for you to love him?
In order for me to love a person, they got to show love to me.
And that's
they don't
God...
show love to me, I either stay neutral or I don't like them.
Is that what God said for you to do? Aren't you a Christian?
Yeah, but I'm not one of them that turn the other cheek.
Did God? Oh, God. See, my own flesh and blood, folks. What the?
You slap me, I'm going to slap you.
Well, what did God tell you to do?
Turn the other cheek.
And why don't you do what he said to do?
I do 99.9% of what God tell me to do, but I can't do that.
Did he say do 99 or 100?
100.
I rest my case.
But I'm not perfect.
What?
I have flaws.
But Trump do love you.
Who? No, he don't. No.
Trump is making America great for all people.
Trump is draining America dry.
How?
Taking all the cash.
What do you mean?
We ain't even got stuff to fight the wars no more.
What war?
The war that he got us in, the last one.
What war is that?
Over in Iraq.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what I mean?
No.
It'll take a minute for me to get you up to par then if you don't know what I mean.
I thought so because there's no war in Iraq.
Is it? What is it, Iraq or Iran?
I rest my case.
Where is it?
I rest my case.
No, don't rest your case on that. I mean, I'm talking fast. I'm on the radio. I'm a little excited. So my brain isn't thinking quite like it usually do.
Don't.
Wherever we fighting this war at.
We are not at war with Iran, buddy.
We are at war with somebody over there in the Middle East.
No.
No?
No. We're dealing with a situation.
Okay, the situation.
Yes.
Got us on the ropes right now. Throwing left jabs all over.
No, believe me, we're not on the rope, buddy.
Yes, we are.
It's impossible to be on the rope when the Trump is
in charge. It's not. Right. He said this war will be over in 2 weeks. A week. It ain't over yet.
Will you apologize when it's all said and done?
Will I apologize?
Yes.
I just don't like Trump. I'm sorry. I just don't like the man.
So you won't apologize, right?
I won't apologize.
What imagine, folks. This is my cousin I grew up with.
That's right.
And that's right.
We're like brothers.
We're truly like brothers.
Truly like brothers.
And look how he speaks.
They couldn't imagine how you and I were, how close we were.
I know.
It still is.
And look how he speaks, folks. Now, everybody in my family are crazy.
Everybody in your family is not crazy.
Who is not crazy then, other than me?
You went to the left a little bit.
No, I went to the all the way, buddy. I'm so far right, I'm about to fall off the cliff.
I know you are. I hear you talking sometimes. You done fell off a few times. Somebody threw your rope to climb back up.
Mom, I got to run, but we'll talk soon.
Go ahead. We'll talk soon. I'm glad I got a chance to speak to you, cuz.
Me too.
In spite of how I feel, totally 100%, you're doing some good for a few people. Yeah. But you take care.
All right. You made my day, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Love you.
Love you too, buddy. Amazing. Okay. Super. Super chats.
Couple of quick super chats here. Fazul on YouTube says, I said the words and Mama took forgiveness well. She said it always bothered her and was so relieved. His love was present with us until her final breath.
Amazing. I took the suitcase. She took the pain. Amazing. Thank you.
Jess with a coffee says, Jesse, too many hiccups this morning. Hake can't take no more days off. We need the white man.
I rest my case. Rest my case.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant says, Jesse, I'm really vulnerable right now. Boo-hoo. I've been in bed all day, Jesse, so I figured I'd send you some coin for your little business.
Thank you for helping me with my little business. How's your little business? I wish you well. Thank you.
Just know you're not alone. Boo-hoo.
Right on. Boo-hoo.
He says, just know you're not alone. Boo-hoo.
Thank you. You're not alone. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted a cookie on Pilled, I think.
Right on. Thank you, Hake Report.
And Greenwald.
I wish you well. Get well soon, Hake.
And Greenwald won one of those gold pills with the scratch-offs, I believe.
Right on. Thank you, Greenwald.
Nice. Cornerstone says, put this toward Hake's beta back fund.
If ever he needed it, he needed it now. What the?
Hannes, I think, says, Happy Men's History Month, the month of my birthday. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, team.
Right on. Thank you, and happy birthday. Amazing.
And Lori with a coffee says, Morning, Jesse. Church was good. Thank you to Danielle, because you reminded me to keep eyes off my husband and on myself. Thanks.
Yes. This spiritual journey, ladies and gentlemen, you must take it alone. You can't help anybody along this way. What the? Thank you.
And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I can't believe that the time is up already, but it is. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And check out yesterday's fellowship, all the fellowship, at rebuildingaman.com/church, all right? Do the silent prayer. Go and forgive your mama, forgive your daddy. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive them, and God will forgive you, and everything will change for you, all right? So stay with it, stay with it. Matt, a first-time caller out of Oregon. Ricky, a first-time caller out of Virginia. And David, a first-time caller from somewhere he just dropped. And the rest of the call, I'm out of time. But stay with it. You got to have love, real love from above, not mama's love, from below. You want the love from above, all right, men and women. And so just stay with it. There is no hate report today. Hake is out today, but the American Anchorman will happen at 11 a.m. right after what should have been the hate report, but 11 to 1, the American Anchorman. And thank you all for your support. Continue to donate at rebuildingaman.com/donate. All right? Thank you all, and stay with it.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the